women to bear all in the name of peace. Donna Sheehan wants to stop what she believes is the U.S. military's naked aggression in Iraq by taking off her clothes and getting women across the world to do the same. The 72-year-old artist has recruited her friends and neighbors to use their nude bodies to spell out the words "no war" and "peace" in protests that are drawing attention and spurring women worldwide to bear all in the name of peace. "We're doing all this from the heart and from a feeling of desperation," Sheehan says. "It's a wonderful physical way of creating a powerful statement. And guys dig it." Yeah. Sheehan says she receives about 25 emails a day from people who are interested in shedding their clothes, like the women of Northern California. Remember when we could just argue the points intellectually? Remember that, folks? I mean, lying on the ground with your clothes off, it doesn't tell me much. The rationale in the argument is what? Don't fight because I say so and I'm naked? Is that really enough of an argument? I could lie naked in Lambeau Field in an attempt to get Ed Gein voted mayor of Milwaukee, but my logic would be called abstract, even unintelligible. We need clear heads on this one, I think. Good thinking people who understand there are perfectly rational reasons why war could make things worse in this case, not better. The notion that arguing for war is an exercise in two-dimensional thinking. Keep your clothes on, ladies. Let's use the head. Let's go with the mind. Let's get those brains working. Yeah, we know you got nice bodies, but let's get the clothes on and try the thinking approach. I think in the long run, it's going to serve you best. Hate to preach. Bull crap, I love preaching. Ed?
Hello?
Hey, Ed.
Yeah, I'm on, aren't I?
You are, sir.
All them strange sounds. Listen, about these protests.
Yeah.
I think that they're scraping the bottom of the barrel. It's almost like controlled protests with all these gaudy protesters. And the problem is, it's drowning out the legitimate protesters. For example, the Washington newspaper, American Free Press, has printed all kinds of stories on the behind-the-scenes folks that really want this war. And I'm not just talking about the oil men. Do you see where I'm going with this?
You've lost me already.
How's that?
Well, I thought you were saying that they're drowning out the voices of the real war protesters.
Yes, they are.
Well, what happened to your phone? You just went about 30 feet back from the receiver.
No, I didn't. What's going on?
Oh, no. Your volume level changed dramatically.
All right, well, that's...
Now you're fine. Now you're fine. So what's your point?
Point is that the legitimate protests, the people who have a beef against this war, are not being heard, and it almost reminds me of the gaudy protesters like Jane Fonda that took front and center from legitimate people that knew that the whole thing was a setup, like with the Gulf of Tonkin lie that Johnson told.
Right.
And this lie that I think is being told today concerning Saddam. You know, we have the case here where, where's Osama bin Laden? And the American Free Press, are you familiar with that newspaper?
I am not.
Okay, go to .net, AmericanFreePress.net.
That would involve a computer, would it not?
Well, you don't have to. You can order the newspaper. It comes out weekly, but you can get it on the net. I was just trying to let you go there and see some of the real reasons and some of the people. Have you noticed Richard Pearl in the administration, Wolfowitz, and all these people that are pushing the war?
Have I noticed them?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I spot them in the news every day.
Yeah, well, there's a problem with that. You see, they're tied heavily to the Israeli lobby.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, or see, there you go, right there. Right, your reaction right there is a big part of the problem. Not you personally, per se, but it's just so many people don't want to look at whose long-term interests. You have Ariel Sharon that wants territorial expansion. Why can't we talk about the Israeli role in this and what they stand to gain and why so many of their allies are pushing for this war?
Because I think by going down that road, You'll do as much damage to your cause as those women do by taking their clothes off.
What's my cause? I mentioned the American Free Press newspaper.
No, you don't. You don't need to bring the Israelis into this in order to argue for or against this. You can argue it.
They are in it, sir.
No, I'm saying you don't. You don't do. You don't.
Pushing for the war.
You don't do yourself any favors by going out on that limb.
Don't worry about me. What about
Pearl? You're shrill. You're shrill.
No.
You can't settle down and calmly discuss this without getting on a, you know, because as soon as you start talking Israelis, it sounds like you have a little agenda yourself.
No, never mind me. Respond to Richard Pearl. And
I'd rather respond to the person on the other end of this line. You're the one I'm talking to.
Sir, answer the question.
If this is what people...
Answer the question.
If this is what people like you are going to sound like, we're doomed in terms of stopping this war. This thing is going to move right ahead merrily.
How do you explain Richard Pearl pushing for that war on behalf of the Israeli lobby? You have Ariel Sharon. Some people think that Kissinger, you know, tied to the Israeli lobby, was involved in the cover-up of 9/11.
Hey, Ed.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ed. If a nation drops Scud missiles on you, you'd probably want them to disappear as well. I don't think there's any big secret why Israel wants us in this war, but that has nothing to do with whether or not we as a nation should be fighting it. We can argue the merits based solely on whether or not it makes the world a safer place or a less safe place.
No,
but with
your
arguments, we're not going to get anywhere. Go take your clothes off with the gals in California. That's just another version of Jane Fonda, as far as I'm concerned. Can't we just use our little noggins? It's real simple. If we end up with a better planet because of this war, a safer place, if it ends up bringing more peace, more stability, more sanity to Earth, then it's a good thing. If it's destructive to it, if innocent people get killed en masse and it ends up causing a world eruption, a bunch of fanatics to go even more ballistic, more terrorist attacks, then we haven't done any good at all with it. And we can argue the merits based solely on that. We don't have to take our clothes off. We don't have to talk about Israel and Palestine. We really don't. Because once you start talking about Israel and Palestine, the conversation ends in about 2032. That's about when we wrap up. Not because we're done talking. We just die. Natural causes, hopefully.